Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Monday, the 5th of November.
Remember the 5th of November,
gunpowder treason should ever be forgot.
Guy Fawkes, he was a fox.
Guy Fawkes. Every day is Guy Fawkes Day for
America. I mean, he was cool, wasn't he? He had balls or...
Well, he was a terrorist, essentially. Did we not discuss this last year?
We probably did. It's a kind of... It's a something with my own journey.
He was a terrorist, and we're celebrating him now. It's like if in 200 years' time, 300 years' time, everyone will go, brilliant, it's the 7th of July, let's all celebrate when everyone got killed on the tube.
By making some people, putting them on a tube and burning them.
I said, of course, nobody died when Guy Fawkes did it, so that makes it funny.
But did he not do it at night because he just wanted to blow up the building rather than the people?
Oh, I don't know.
In which case,
it's a shame, it's a lovely building.
Well, it would be if it was, you know, maybe a home for the homeless rather than a, you know, a school for cocks. Anyway, we shouldn't laugh.
What is?
Two very sad stories.
Okay.
And one very good. Four very good stories. So let's quickly.
That's one of the sad stories. There was a fire and some totty firemen died.
Yeah, which is very sad. Especially because, well, there's
one
of
them
had
just got married.
Yeah, and we feel bad for the
wife.
For the wife, we feel awful for her. And another one.
At least she could say she was married though.
Yeah. And the other one just had a
little tiny tot. Was that the same one?
Tot, ever so sweet. Is that the baby's out there? Sorry, it's not very good for radio, but it's like this.
Yeah, she's doing a good face with the baby. Yeah. The other sad story.
Our hearts and minds go out to the families.
Yeah.
The other sad story is the fucking stupid bitch.
The Jehovah Witness. Jehovah.
Yeah, she had twins and then went and died just because she didn't want a blood transfusion.
Leaving them orphans. It's a funny belief, that one, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think. Not funny, haha.
No, funny, peculiar. I've got some news.
Cool.
You can interpret this as sad or joyful, whichever way you choose. Boyzone are getting back together for children in need. I don't know if Ronan's getting back together. Yeah, Ronan's joining as well. It's going to be all of them. So that's the news. It is just for charity though.
I think there should be a ban on people getting back together.
I think that's it. Once you've split, you've split. Yeah. It would certainly make them think twice about splitting up in the first place.
Yeah. They could just have a rest. What's wrong with having a rest? Duran Duran did that.
Did they not officially split up ever?
No.
They're doing very well. They were all over the news this morning because they were playing on Broadway.
Really?
Yes.
That should be banned as well.
There's a new film, Knight Rider, coming out.
Starring...
I got excited to say Soap Star is the new Knight Rider again. Brilliant. Who will it be? Bill Tarmy? William Roach? Who will it be?
Norris.
It's just Justin Bruning. But he's from... he's 28 and he's in an American sitcom called All My Children. Mm-hmm. Which I think possibly Lindsay Lohan or someone was in. I don't know. Anyway, not interested. I'm slightly interested there's going to be a new film of Knight Rider, but I suspect it'll be shit.
Mm.
Daniel Radcliffe, he's going to get his little magic wand out on Broadway alongside Duran Duran as Equus goes to America.
That should be banned. I don't want to see that. Anything else?
Yes, I've got some breaking news.
Gosh.
This is literally just breaking now. There's been a probe, just an unfortunate word, into some child porn. In Europe, and 92 arrests have been made. 92 over 8 countries. Videos of children being abused, which is not very nice. 2,500 people have bought them in 19 countries, which actually, it's not that many, is it? Although, of the 92 arrests, 40 of them were in the UK.
And they were all going for this.
Yes, they were. Although, isn't he banned?
Are we, Are we ready for some good news?
Yes.
Okay, well, I've got four completely different stories. There's a new band out.
Right.
I'm definitely going to buy their album.
Mm-hmm.
Called Mr. Fly.
Mr. Fly.
And it's a fly playing a tiny guitar.
Shouldn't they be called McFly?
Well, no, because that's a different band, isn't it? Yeah, this is Mr. Confusing. Fly, he's called Mr.
Hey,
Fly.
I'm pretty excited about McFly's Greatest Hits. I'm fairly sure.
Do they have
What? I don't know, they've had 8 number ones.
Have they? Yeah. What?
It's all about you. She's got a lip ring and 12 colours in her hair.
Never heard of it, next.
Obviously, she's out of my league.
Shite. Right. Well, anyway, it's called Mr. Fly because we...
It may probably have more number ones than, say, Beautiful Sal.
It's longevity there, isn't it?
What is it? Yeah. Or is it shitness?
Mr. Fly.
Yeah, McFly. If he was Scottish, he'd definitely be called McFly.
Mr. Fly has wowed...
You've admitted you've only got one story. I'm just trying to spit it out for you.
No, I've not got one. One, two, three, four, five, six. Different stories, just because they're all about different flies, right?
Yeah.
Now you're giving me game away. Mr. Fly
plays a guitar,
three-string guitar.
Yeah.
For his little hands, and you can.
Is he a bassist then?
No, he's the lead.
Okay.
And they put tiny speakers next to him.
Has he got one of those tiny jackets that woman knitted last week for the knits? You could get one of them.
No, but he could.
That would be, should set them up together.
Sort of thing he wears.
Yeah.
And they recorded the album by putting little microphones next to my guitar. So he recorded an entire album called Mr. Fly. And you can buy the album. He could even be Christmas number one.
And what sort of style is it?
Rock. Heavy rock. Some reggae.
Brilliant. Interesting. And is it just solo guitar?
Solo guitar, oh, some singing as well. Singing's a bit like this, so that...
It sounds a little bit like Sigur Rós that we were just listening to.
And his rider for when he does his concerts is a place of shit.
Excellent. Shall I do a story now?
Yeah.
The dollar is now so rubbish that you know, in supermodels say I'm not getting out of bed for less than $1,000.
Yeah.
Giselle,
yeah,
the top supermodel,
mm-hmm,
is now saying I'm not getting out of bed for any dollars at all. If you're gonna pay me, you've got to pay me in some proper money, not this Monopoly money stuff. You've got to pay me in euros or pounds.
That's what I think of Giselle.
Oh. Okay, you do a story now.
There's a fly who, one of his wings got wet in the rain. And so he couldn't fly, which is a terrible disaster, really. But he knew he'd be alright, but he needed to get back to his family. So he sat on a little wall with a sign saying Poop Bill. Because that's where he comes from, which is like shit village. Some kids went past and they saw the fly with the sign and thought that must mean that big pile of dung in the park. They picked him up, took him to the park and put him with the other flies on the poo. He ate the poo, got the nourishment that he needed, and now he's back flying around again.
Okay.
Not fair.
Alright.
Mm-mm. Have you got a story yet?
No, I've done all mine.
Oh, have you? Alright. There's another, this is a sports story. This is a...
Oh, actually, I have got a sports story to talk about before that.
Okay.
Paula Radcliffe. she'd done run the marathon well quick.
And she did win it.
She did win it.
Congrats.
And she just had a baby, so you'd think that she'd basically be incapable of doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not. She can done a run a marathon. Who else ran the marathon? New York Marathon. Katie Holmes. She did it under an alias. And there's her and freaky, freaky, horrible, ugly face Tom Cruise. And the baby, which has gone a bit weird. She was cute for a while, but now she looks a bit weird. Katie Holmes, it has to be said, I saw the picture, they had a close-up of this picture, I went, she looks fucking dreadful, what's wrong with her? But it turns out she's just run the marathon, so I'm going to let her get away with that.
Yeah. No, she looks alright. Her hubby, Mr. Thomas Cruise, Esquire, I mean, for one, why has he got no sideburns at all?
He's got quite an odd haircut.
Very odd.
He's wearing massive sunglasses even in the autumn. Interestingly, location,
mm-hmm.
New York Marathon is sponsored by ING Direct. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But well done, Paula Radcliffe. She did it in like 2 hours, which is ludicrous.
She sprinted all the way around. Side of the road.
Certainly, there were no stories about that, so I'm guessing not.
Mm-hmm.
Although that would have been the big thing.
As when they wee, they're just wee, don't they? Nobody really notices it.
I think
it's sweat. That's how it happens. I've done it myself, like on the way to work and stuff, when I've been in a rush. My sporting story. It's about skateboarding, which we don't cover.
We don't cover much, right?
But it is a sport. It's a genuine sport.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. There's skill involved. And this is especially impressive because it's a fly. A skateboarding fly. And not only does he skateboard, but he goes up ramps, he just jumps. It's astonishing. I mean, you know.
Is that all the physical activity the fly does?
This particular fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a specialist. He's a specialist skateboarder.
Does he compete against other flies? I mean, was he just the only one who does it? Because if he's not unique, it's not half a story.
He's unique. The unique skateboarding fly, and his name is Gerald. He looks cool, you know, and next time I see a fly, I'd be less likely to just instantly swat it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. And you think, well, that could have been Gerald.
Yeah. I've got another, go on to some music.
Okay.
Stories here. There's a new pianist in town.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very quick fingered.
Is he a bit like, say, Elton John?
Like Jamie Cullum.
Jamie Cullum.
But smaller.
Smaller than Jamie Cullum?
Yeah.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Well.
You're not going to tell me he's a fly, are you?
He's a fly. He is a fly. And, once again, a bit like, do you remember when I told you about Mr. Fly, the amazing guitarist?
Yeah, that was about 10 minutes ago?
Yeah. This one, they've done the same thing. He plays the piano, they put the microphone next to him, he's recorded a whole album.
Maybe they should get together.
Including a cover version of Candle in the Wind, the Diana version. So they were aware of events. It's going to be, you know, they reckon it's going to knock Leona Lewis off number one spot.
Interesting. Interesting.
You got anything there?
I have, yeah. Tutankhamun.
Yeah, you met him, haven't you?
I've met him. Well, you can meet him as well now, because he's come to London. He's going to be, I think, at the O2 Centre. And
I've been in his coffin, actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where can we go in it?
Because there's a big stone sarcophagus. You can
get in that. Because you go in and there's loads of different layers, aren't there? There's different. You have loads of different coffins. What is his head? There's his teeth. Basically, he's not very attractive.
Oh, well, he's got good bone structure.
He has got good bone. You could tell he was a looker in his time.
But good eye sockets.
3,000 years ago.
You could fuck those eye sockets. 3,000 years ago.
Hmm. Yeah, give or take.
Do you want to tell us a bit about the curse?
Well, it's a load of bonker, isn't it? Some people found this. They found his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All his treasures. He had some dollies and things, little monkeys and jumpers. that sort of thing. And they put them all in the museum, and then some people who found them, they died.
Mm-hmm.
But in many ways, not until their time had come. Not prematurely. That's what I think, anyway. What's your take on it? It's all a hideous class.
Yeah, you get cursed.
Oh, I'm lying. It hasn't come. It's not come to Britain. It's in Egypt. But there is a King Tut exhibition coming to the O2 Centre, isn't there? Which I don't understand what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm slightly interested.
There's a King Tut in Glasgow, popular venue.
Is it still there though? I thought that closed down.
It's still there. Gig happening there next week.
Mm. Just the one. Have you got any other news? Any holiday news?
Holiday, yes. No, it's not only humans that need to get away and have a break. You know, sometimes
a cat goes to a cattery.
Yeah, dogs go to doggeries. Or doggy heaven, well, doggy hell. Either or. But other animals need to get away. Everyone needs a break now and again, including the fly. They go away to...
Well, I expect Mr. Fly gets quite and Gerald. They'll get knackered out doing their day-to-day jobs.
Well, they work hard.
Skateboarding and playing guitar.
They work very hard. And what they like to do is sit on a deck chair, and who wouldn't want to do that? Read the paper, sort of thing we'd like to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sit back, have an alcoholic beverage.
Probably a pina colada for a holiday.
That kind of thing, yeah. It's nice, it's sweet, it's sunshining, why not, you know?
Where do the flies go?
They go to the moon. There's a planet of flies. And the planet is made of a big I wouldn't fancy visiting it, but it's alright for them.
That's something they like, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, to them it's heaven. And that's that travel news. Have you got a story?
No.
Oh, okay, well, we've just got a final story then.
Yeah.
It's sports. Because we've got...
Sports?
Sports.
Sports.
We've got more into sports.
Yeah.
Sport. Cycling. Which is good for the environment. And it's especially good when a fly does it. This fly is called Mr. Hendrix, after Jimi Hendrix. And this fly is particularly special because he's a blue bottle. And that's how he's got the weight to drive the bicycle along.
It must be an unusual design of bicycle for his little tiny legs to reach the pedals, because in proportion to their bodies, flies do have quite short legs.
They attach special things to their, knobs on the red.
Antennae.
Yeah. To reach the pedals. And there's no chain or anything. And the bicycle's, I think, made out of blue tack. Oh, and gossip.
Mm-hmm.
All the flies, they're fucking each other.
They're at it like flies. Well, I don't think that might be it for Newsbox today. Quite fly-based.
But it's unusual, isn't it? Weather-wise, it's quite warm.
Will there be a cold snap soon?
Yeah, around Christmas Day. Now, fire safety.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, if you're going to bonfires and stuff,
mm-hmm.
One, don't throw fireworks.
Don't throw fireworks. Don't pick up sparklers after they've gone out, because they'll be hot.
Yeah.
Never go back to a lit firework.
No. If you're wearing wellies, put your trousers over the top of them rather than tuck them in.
Really?
Yeah, so that...
Fireworks don't go down them.
Be careful with your hood. If you've got a hood, keep it up. Don't hang it down because someone could put something in your hood. And if you don't stand too close to the fire.
Don't wear flammable clothes.
So you know. Yeah.
And if you get baked potato, make sure it's cool before you eat it.
Yeah, have some black eyed peas, parking, that kind of mood. stuff.
There was a recipe in that you take a 100-year-old fart in there.
I reckon I'll have some parking next week.
Oh, can you put it against his mum?
Yeah, on Saturday.
She'll give you a bit of parking.
I reckon she'll give me 2 slabs of parking.
Alright then, well, that's very exciting news. We'll be back tomorrow, we might be a bit more organised tomorrow.
Yeah.
Then again.
Possibly not.
Possibly not. Thanks for listening and goodbye.
That was some news.